ازيك يا باشمهندس؟ أنا موري أكون بإنسو. ازيك يا باشمهندس دانيال؟ شيء لما سي شو فاو. Okay, we'll say so today we're going to do a little synthesis. Actually, we'll start packet Zion. And we'll do Chumash. Okay. Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, also 11 to 12, we'll do Chol Pilchas Chol Hamoed. And then Monday, we'll have, I guess we'll continue on Monday. And then already Tuesday is Erev Yom Kippur. We won't have Shir. And Wednesday's Yom Kippur. We won't have Shir. And then Thursday, I think we're supposed to have some Shir on Thursday, a short Shir from 10 to 11 on Zoom. Okay, so I'll see how to work that out as well. Okay, day by day.
10 to 11? Now we're earlier?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now we're earlier?
No, we have to, we'll see what to give that Shir. Maybe we'll give it a little earlier than normal. That's the Thursday Shir. Because maybe, so you have Kippur people who need to go out and do things. So I'll we'll confirm it. We'll confirm it. But sure, we have time still. Okay. So what I'd like to look at today a little bit, is the Hagdara of Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila. There's what makes something a Ksus Yom, and in other words, does it have to be only by Yom? But what if it's part by Yom, part by Laila? Right, the Gemara in Menachas here and Gimel Amud Aleph says, on the bottom, recent or so prost was Ksus Laila. That Ksus Laila is part there. And then we discussed the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rush, whether it means that Ksus Laila is part of Yom, Ksus Yom is part of Laila, etc. So we were doing the mechaber that says dinim afal pisha odav yoshem behem baboker in matilum behem tzitzis. So the question is why not? So first I think Ari you pointed out that it could be because it's a ksus laila bayom. But then the Magen Avraham is the Kasha, but according to the Rambam, it's not totally in Ksus, totally on Yom Balayla. So if you look at the Prima Godin, he talks about this. One second. But maybe even before the Prima Godin, we should take a look. And the other, let's look. Take a look quick in the Chazanish on page 17. It says, the Koronira on the bottom page 17. The Koronira, the Hadixus Lila Ptur Bayo. Mishum de levishus laila chashiva ketashmish kalim. What is he saying? That if you wear something at night, which is a Zman Ptur, so it's like you're using a garment to cover up your utensils. Tashmish Kalim. It's not Tashmish Adam. So obviously Tashmish, in other words, it's a tablecloth. That's Tashmish Kalim. It's a tablecloth. So a tablecloth is not Chayiv in Tzitzis, even though it's Dal Kamfus. So it says something that's Sus Laila, even though it's for a person, it's like a tablecloth. Because the Laila is not Machayiv, just like what? Kalim is not Machayiv. And Levishus Yom, since it's not Mayuchad for Levishus Yom, is not Chayiv, Kamosh Kosovel. Then he says, well, Kosher came in the Begad HaOmed L'Tashmish Kalim, in who? Page 18. Mayuchad Levishus Arai, Stagi Bezel L'Chayiv Metzitzis. Let's say I have a tablecloth. So I use it mainly for a tablecloth. But then, 1 hour in the day, I actually wrap myself around it. So why should that be potter? L'chora, tashmish kalim is potter, but that's not a poter. It's tashmish kalim is potter. It's a zero. But then if you have another thing that's a mechayiv, that should be mechayiv. So lama griya ksus laila sheyashim bo bayom, yichda levishus haray bayom. In other words, if you would have a tablecloth that you would sometimes use for wearing, achar should be chayiv. So how come if you have a tashmish ksus laila is part of even bayom? Why? If you wear it by yom, then it has a tashmish that's a mechayif. These sevalif. Nimhum yichedes liyom v'layla chayev zafil v'layla. Ha'adamim b'shir talis gadol yotzei ba'aray. Mashma l'olam sagi l'in yichiv tzitzis aray. You don't need a chiv keva to wear for the beggar to have tzitzis. It came, yichedes l'layla v'yom chayev zayin afil aray b'yom. It came, yosh, Yoshim Babokanami, okay, Sarklo, McCain, the Shinos, and the Mshechas Balilo, who then Mamshik is Kasas, but the Arai Shvalvagara me Yichdo Lovsha Arai Bayo. So he says it must be that the Shaina of the night you have in the daytime. So what is he saying? He's saying that say you use a tablecloth. Okay, so it's a tablecloth. And then from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, you do something where you put it on your body. And that's a tashmish arai. But you do it. So it's chayiv and tzitzis. But when you're doing ksus laila bayom, so he's saying that your night sleep is nimshach. Kevin she shenosu nimshach is milayla. So that's more of a tour because it's really still what? The sleep of the night. It's like, it's a hemshach. In other words, it's a contrast to, so therefore, even though the sleep of the night is potter and the sleep of the day is chayev, but it's considered one hemshach, the sleep of the day from the sleep of the night. In contrast to if you have something that's a tour and then it's a chiyuv, but they're not connected. You see, you could say that you sleep in the night, it goes till the day. It's still called the sleep of the night, even though technically it's daytime, because it's one hemshach. But that would imply that if you take a nap in the middle of the day, then that would be different. Then maybe talking that would be mechayev. It's based on this. The old saga when you hear tzitzis arai, okay, mucheres alive of yom chayev zayno fuel arai by yom, okay, yoshin b'boker nami akor tzarchlom came to shenos and mshechas b'layla. So as he says, so that's the word. But in a, so the Chazanish is saying, that according to this idea that the shena b'layla patters even by yom. That's because it's part of that same sleeping, one hemshach. But if you wake up in the morning and then in the middle of the afternoon you take a nap, or as Anisha said, that should be mechayev, even though it's a shein asaroi. But when the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the blankets, the sdinim, it's talking about the sdinim that you wear at night. You cover yourself at night, and when we don't get up at the crack of dawn, so it's one hemshech. Take a look here to see in this Sefer Hilchot. Sefer Tzitzis here, page 21, how he explains the Chazanish. Page 21. He says, look here. First, yeah, look on the top of the page where I didn't put the arrow. At the top of the page 21, where it says, Habdur b'sdinim shemskasim b'hem ksas b'bok. Right? There is your blankets that you still wear in the morning. He says, Yine nifsak besiv beis, ilafi shitas harash, sdinim alfa bishar adam yoshem behem bapoker, ein latil of hem tzitzis, stab adon mnesh ikra tashmishim alayim, tzus layim mikri. Well, it's just layim afil imosho tzas bayom betura. See the two ways of explaining it. In other words, you could say it like this. One way of saying it is, what is this thing? What's the? It's like in Hilchos. I think he might even quote it. They quote this. It's not my comparison, but they quote it. I think maybe in this sefer, another sefer. There's a concept of rov tashmish. You know, like we saw in Hilchos Hechsher Kalim. You have something that you use with water, sometimes you use with fire. So when you have to kasher it, you do libun or you do hagol. So the Mechaber says, whatever the rov is, you follow the rov. So the same thing over here. This blanket is used to go to sleep. And sometimes you're going to take a nap in the afternoon. Sometimes you're going to take a nap in the afternoon. And when you take a nap in the afternoon, you go to... really, you should be chayiv, but it's still that's a miut of the time. So we still label this beged as a ksus laila. So even a ksus laila that you use in the daytime, is potter because it's a ksus laila. Same thing with a tablecloth. It's basically a ksus for Kalim, not for Adam. Now, once in a while, you put it on your body, it's not going to be mechayim because you follow the ikur tashmish. But the Chazanish is going to point out is saying a divah word. Omnam, now look to the chazan. Omnam chazanish kosher. She knows him shechus b'layel, but she omshich litzkaz up arai. Garbim yachad love shar arai b'yom. Fi darkok ksus abyuchedes alayla Miachta Lovichus Arabi Yo Batura Minatsis, Pesh Draji Islam Kate, his father's cast, as Liam Bosse Ikro. At Kosim have a Lovisha Achas, and Vosham Lai, because Lovichus no Shagamayo. Terminum had the Iga Tashmish, Palaios a Hashiv Lovichus Yom, Mela Davik Sus Lila. And the Asian Beggars a Shne Shimushim Nefradim, Lovisha Shalyo, Visha Malila, Al Shimusha Lila Kava, Vishimusha. So he basically says there are two fundamental ways you can understand the idea of Ksus Laila is Potter Bayom. Either because Laila is the Roth. That's the Rove Tashmish. That's the Rove Tashmish. So therefore, you go to sleep, you sleep for 7 hours. And late, sometimes you take a nap, even 2 hours. But seven is more than two. So it's labeled as the Tashmish Laila and it's Potter. So even though you wear it in you use it in the daytime also, you take a Shabbos afternoon, you take a nap, and but it's still just, but the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, no. If you use 7 hours in the day, at night, and 2 hours in the day, you're chayv. The only reason you potter is in the case where it's one hemshech from Laila to Yom. So if it's one hemshech, so it's like, it's one hemshech. No. So if it's one hemshech, so then, what is it? We view the sleep that you're doing in the day as part of the Laila, but in the sleep, even though it's during the day. But if you do the night sleep and then you take a nap in the afternoon, there's no connection. So then Chazon Ish says that's Chayv and Tzitzis. Even though, in other words, Ksus Laila is Potter Bayom, Chazon Ish holds only because it's one Hemshech. But the Stam Sheet, that's the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. But what he's saying here in the Sefer Tzitzis is that according to the other Sheetah, it has to be, even if it's disjoint, it's still going to be Potter. Because it's still the meat. But the Chazon Ish's idea is it's one Hemshech. Yeah, what were you going to say, Rav Katan?
I was going to say, in the case where it's disjoint, we have to say bracha in the afternoon. It's a new thing.
It's a new thing, right? In the Hanami. You'd say bracha, right? You'd say bracha. I mean, maybe the only reason we wouldn't is because the ma'aser is a machlokis whether you need a real levush or not. It's not a real levush, you wouldn't. But this is a fundamental machlokis of why is Ksus Laila Potter Bayom? Is it because that's still part of your sleeping, even though now it's daylight, but it's still part of your night sleep?
Some people have a wool talis for the daytime, and for the nighttime they wear a cotton one,
go to sleep in their talis.
They wear a cotton. Right. Okay. Does that qualify the cotton one like Ksus Laila?
I mean, because he goes to sleep. Yeah, people go to sleep in a talus cotton.
Right.
Some people go to sleep in a talus cotton. There are people like that. So if it's only you use Balila, so then it's a Ksus Laila. What do you say, my Ferrari? You want to say something?
No.
But you hear the chiluk between, as the Sefer Tzitzis point out, the chiluk between the two ways of understanding Ksus Laila's Potter Bayom. Maybe because the Rove is Laila, or because no, It's only because the yom is a hemshech to the laila if it's one continuum. Interesting, no? And now the prima donna quotes a chemed Moshe, so we should do now the chemed Moshe. Chemed Moshe is one of the Gedolei Acharonim. Let's look on page 11. Look what he says. We have the machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. Ginelo biaru apolskim dinksus isha. Im iskasa bo ha'ish lefrokim. Im chayevis betzitzis alo. Now, I don't want to, in other words, it doesn't mean the man is wearing woman's clothing. It could mean that, like we said the other day, that this is the woman's blanket. It's her blanket. We know that he has a blue blanket, she has a green blanket. So it's miuchad for her. But it's not begad isha, because the man could have used this blanket, could have been his blanket. They chose that she has this blanket. It's discernible, which is, but it's not a woman's, you know, clothing, but etzim. So it shouldn't be a shayla of, you know, little silbas beged. But so say he's using his wife's blanket or something that, you know, some type of beged that is miuchif his wife. That I guess wouldn't be a shayla of lo silbash. Rav Abadi told me once, he said, Mikra din, things that goyish men do show that certain hanhagas, that they're not a begadisha. But I don't know, but it could be his clothing is different. I don't know. Okay. But so he says, no bir poskim dig sus isha, miskashaba ha'ish leprokim. Maybe I don't want to rush this, so maybe we'll stop here. We'll pick up on Monday with this Chemed Moshe. But it was a fascinating machloikas about the Chazanish and the others. Of is it has to be one hemshech, or even if it's disjoint, whether we say still sus, the simple pshat we normally assume is sus laila is pater bayom, even if it's disjoint. The chazanish is the chiddush that the chazanish says only if it's one hemshech. So then the sus laila is pater even bayom.